Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I know who we know. Bam! That's who we know right there.
Yep.
Trista, Crick, TK, what's up, baby?
Oh, you know, just coming off of Cam and Mace this morning.
Yeah, I saw a clip. Hey. I got to say, I didn't know that was popping off. I saw a clip, so I was like, okay, yeah, I need to go
back. I didn't know it was popping off either.
These kids give me, like, the least amount of preparation time you could ask. It was like, oh, well, yeah, I can go on in 20 minutes. Sure.
That's amazing. Is that really how long it was?
Yeah. They texted me at 9:10.
Yo, Tris.
Hey,
Tris, you think we're doing a show in 20 minutes? You think you can hop on real quick? Stat baby, you know, she's not here real quick. But, like, can you hop on real quick, Tris?
It was like, Mace is not here. What are you still in Vegas? And it was like, no, I'm not.
I was going to say, did they even know that you were like down the street yesterday and could have done it?
It was so funny. I was like, they were like, oh, what's good, Trist? How's it going? I was like, oh, yeah, I was just in Vegas for the UFC event. And Cam was like, why you didn't call me? And I said, well, it was the weekend. I figure you were in Miami or in LA or parlaying. He's like, I don't be traveling like that anymore. They don't have any nonstop flights to Miami on JetBlue with the laydown. So next time, you know, call me. I'm like, okay, fine, sure.
That's tremendous. Speaking of nonstop flight, I didn't even tell you this part of the story. We were flying home yesterday. Mm-hmm. It shocked the hell out of me. We're sitting at the gate and you know how you just kind of like look around and sometimes you like accidentally make eye contact with somebody? Mm. I did that. Mm. Like looking around and I make eye contact and I swear to you, this all happens in like, maybe it happens in 5 seconds, 8 seconds, but to me it happens in a split second. I lock eyes with this person and I'm like assessing what I'm looking at. And I'm like, that's Dr. J.
What?
Dr. J's walking through the, first of all.
Oh, snap.
It's the first time I've ever seen Dr. J not in a suit. He has a sweatsuit on, and that's one of the things I'm evaluating. I'm like, that's a team issued sweatsuit.
Yeah.
Okay, he's got a ring, he's got the hat, but that's Dr. J.
Like, I'm
like,
crazy.
Of course, and I'm like nudging Katie. I was like, yo, I think that was Dr. J.
Who?
I'm like, well, he's one of the greatest basketball players ever. Oh, does he have a really big ring? Because whoever that guy was had a really big ring on his finger. It's like, yeah, I think that was Dr. J. I think we were next to a flight that was going to New York. So that might have been where he was going.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where he, you know, it's Dr. J. So he just walks past you and he's walking right on the plane. It's not like he got in line. So he's walking right on the plane. But yeah, it was Dr. J at the Vegas airport yesterday.
Wow.
That's crazy. I wonder what he was doing in Vegas.
I figured he was probably out there with you. He was out there with all the stars. Hey, so TK was working for Meta at the UFC event. Do you want to fill everybody in on how the UFC event went on?
Yeah. So I talked about this on It Is What It Is, too. So definitely watch that because Cam was like, excuse me, what?
Mm-hmm.
Can you share more? So the Apex is like a 300-person octagon-like arena. The octagon's smaller. Like, I think it's like, I don't know, like 5 feet smaller on every side. So it's supposed to encourage more knockouts and more drama. VIPs and family members pretty much exclusively. I know nothing really about the UFC. Angel McCautry was with me, a WNBA player. She's there. Her PR person's there and the folks from Meta take us. And so we're sitting sort of like, I think like maybe the third or fourth row. And I'm supposed to be capturing content because Meta's got a partnership with the UFC, right?
Gotcha.
And they want the Apex to kind of be like, they're going to build it out. They're going to try to make it like unrivaled. So mm-hmm. they're going to completely change it. And they wanted my feedback and like, what did you think? And like, we got the family and friends like VIP section food, but it was like worse than the like ringside food. And this is supposed to be better. And I was like, I don't think like Greek, like pieces of like pita and hummus. Like I don't, that doesn't feel elevated to me. Like we need to. So anyway, we're sitting there and I'm capturing content and this guy that I had bet on, he's putting this guy into like a chokehold. And this woman behind me is like, she vision. And I'm like, yo, what? So I take my selfie cam out and I start to film her going crazy. Come to find out, she's this guy Gamrot's wife. And I'm filming her because I'm going to put together the compilation of like how it went. And I think this is like tremendous footage. And then she sees, you can see in the video, she sees that I'm capturing mm-hmm. her. And she just mushes my head. Boom. And just pushes my head like, stop filming me. And she starts saying it in Polish. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. She's like, I did not consent to you filming me. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just, you know, whatever. So she does whatever she's doing. That he wins the fight. She walks over there. Angel's like, whoa, what just happened? And I was like, she just mushed my head. And she goes, what do you mean? She touched you? And I go, yeah. And she goes, oh, I'm going to beat that ass. I'm going to beat that ass. And I go, no, you're not. Like Gamrot is like 275 pounds. I don't know what he is. He's huge. His dad is huge. She's probably affiliated with them in a way where like if we scrap, probably other UFC yep. people are getting involved. My face is going to be caved in before you know it. No, we're not doing that. Angel's like, I'm going to say something. I'm like, do not say anything, Angel. We're good. We're good. So I tell this to them. Cameron and Treasure last night. And I'm like, yeah, I got hands put on me at the UFC event. And Cam gets like super sober and he goes, why? Tell me why. And I was like, well, I tell him the story and he's like, did you push her back? And I go, no, I'm not going to do that. And he goes, yeah, you should probably not listen to me at all. Like I've got terrible advice. Like the advice works for me, but it probably is not going to work for you.
The video's crazy. And it's not an aggressive, like, it's enough to where, like, yo, don't do that. No, but the video of her going crazy is, the video's insane. Because she is yelling and she's doing it very aggressively in another language. You have no clue what she's saying, but it's wild. It looks like, what was the villain in Rocky IV?
Drago.
Drago. Looks like Drago's
Drago,
wife.
Yeah, Drago. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. Hold on. So she hit your hand?
No,
she pushed my head.
She pushed the back of her head.
Yeah, no, that's yeah, now we I'm not even a fighter like that.
I hear you.
If you don't want to be filmed, that's one thing. You can tell me that.
I got you.
Keep your hands to yourself.
I'm going to commend Trista for assessing the situation as quickly as she did. Mm. One, she was at work. Two, we don't know what those people behind her are affiliated with.
Mm.
And her recognizing all of this as quickly as she did, while not acknowledging to Angel McCautry, one of the craziest WNBA players in recent memory, what had just happened, that was all split thinking, split second thinking, and I commend you.
Is number one, stay safe. Number two, secure the bag, yeah, right? Yeah,
right?
This is Meta's pilot program. Mm-hmm. We were guests of the UFC. They were not the headliner, but the male headline fight. Mm-hmm. And she was the wife of the winner of the little Apex male headliner fight. Mm-hmm. That could be PR disaster.
Yeah.
Meta spokesperson gets into scuffle with headliner's wife. We don't want that. We want to go to Abu Dhabi where the next one's going to be. We want to be able to like parlay this into multiple. I was showing Angel how to use threads. I'm showing her how to use the Meta glasses. I'm trying to secure a little position within Meta as like a creator.
For sure.
That's the liaison for the athletes that don't that just want to go to these cool things, and Meta wants them to create. And it's like, well, I can help create for the these athletes. It's no problem.
Shout out to TK who FaceTimed me while we were at the Kendrick show so I could see Angel. Angel was one of my favorite players. And
she loves you too, D'Lo. She was like, oh, the radio host. Yes, he's awesome. Yes, I love him.
That's love.
That's not real, but that's so sweet.
That's love.
I swear, I put that on my mom's life. I could call her right now.
That's so dope. I haven't seen her in so many years, but we always got along really well. And like, I'm like, I saw my phone and I'm like, Tristan knows where I'm at. So she's FaceTiming for a reason. Maybe she wanted to see Kendrick. So I picked up the phone, and obviously I can't hear her, but Trista kind of does this and turns the phone, and there are her and Angel, you know, wrapping up this UFC event. So
good stuff. Good stuff.
Dope. Yeah, it was super fun. I have to tell you, I don't switch hotels very often. I never do it. It's like a pain in the ass. You have to check out early and then you check out early and you check in late. So you're like homeless for 5 hours when you change hotels. And I just wanted to be like in the vibe of Damien and his girl in this little event. And I bought tickets to the Michael Jackson one to be nearby them. I bought it in the same row just in case someone wanted to be nice and let me sit next to them, which they did.
Yep.
And you know what? I've been playing Michael Jackson ever since. And it was like, do you want to make a change? Mm-hmm. And I was just like listening. I'm standing at the man in the mirror. He's the best, guys. Oh, like, yeah. He's the greatest.
And that song's tough because that's when the hologram comes out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the moment when the hologram comes out, and like I knew it was coming, and I started squeezing Katie's hand because that moment's always like a little, like he just like appears, and it's like, oh, that's crazy.
And then he goes to dust, and then he pops up again, and then they turn to dust, and it's like,
yeah,
MJ1
is fire. I'd love to see that. I gotta check that one out.
So we'll, at some point we'll let Casey talk, but it's fine.
No, I'm chilling. I'm enjoying the story.
Devin asking the important questions. Does Trista love Katie from the wake up call? So we find, by the way, Trista 10 out of 10 on she had like snakeskin pants on or something.
She had that stuff on.
Accessories like you wouldn't believe. Just fire upon fire. We finally meet each other.
Damien didn't say a thing though. He didn't say a thing. He's a man. He's a man who's like, I just want to like probably keep the peace. But like, it was like that. The outfit was so mid. It was just such a mid outfit.
That's a lie.
Didn't say a word.
Such
about
a lie.
It.
Nope. That was such a lie. I might not have
said something.
No, I might not have. But,
okay.
But the idea of the outfit being mid is crazy. The outfit
was
top
10. Not saying it. I was trying. I was like, this is what I'm going to wear. It's going to be casual enough. Like, I literally planned out, okay, how do I wear something that's still like Vegas? Because Katie was like, yo, I'm like a leggings and t-shirt girl. And I was like, okay, so I got to kind of like make sure that this is like assimilating. So I was like, okay, we'll do the like a green leather, like boot cut, with some like silver Adidas, and then like a white and green tee with the silver chain, like the bling out. And D'Lo sees it and says nothing. Nothing.
So nothing. Let's also be fair. I think I said three things the whole night.
Oh, he was stressed on the way to the restaurant, and I got there to the rendezvous point like 10, 15 minutes before he said was the drop zone date, you know, like because we had to get dinner res and then the show was at 9. So I wasn't really comprehending how stressed his levels were going up. So. And Katie knew because she was like, yeah, we had this issue before and he's worried about the Uber and he's worried about the res and he thinks maybe we're gonna. And then I found out that the restaurant was at the place I did the Tom Brady event.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, I know where this is. We're Gucci. This is like right around the corner from where we pull up.
Yeah. So we got to the Mandalay Bay, like we were already late, and it was one of those restaurants that takes your credit card before you get there. They don't charge you for everything. They charge you basically they put a hold on your card where if you don't show up, you're charged like $50. Or if you're past 15 minutes later, whatever, they charge you $50. And it was like, and this is where I realized I was in the car with two people who know me better than anyone. Because Trista starts asking Katie questions. And again, I hug Trista. And then Trista and Katie hug. And then I'm not sure I spoke again. for like 45 minutes. And I realized in the car where Trista's asking Katie questions about dealing with me. And then that was kind of the moment where I realized Trista's one of my best friends. Like, she knows me as well as anyone does.
Yeah. 'Cause
she was like, so what do you do when D'Lo gets really quiet or, I don't know, anxious about something? Like, how do you handle that? And it was in that moment that I realized, yeah, Trista knows exactly what I'm feeling right now. That's funny. And
he's
then
like,
she just answers
just
her
like
I'm
just
not
like
there.
Furiously typing and just like just on his phone, saying nothing.
Oh, we ate good that night though. Your little Tom Brady spot.
Man, the chocolate souffle was insane.
Strip steak.
Okay.
Strip steak.
Okay. Yeah.
And they knew. I was like, oh, I did an event here with Tom Brady, and they're like, yeah, that room for dinner. I was like, yeah, that's right. That was me.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had
It was fun.
Time.
Katie, so to answer the, I forget who was that said that in the chatty house. But to answer, we're fast friends. She's texting me. We're texting back and forth out of the group chat. We're already making plans. They better get a room ready for me. And me and little Morgan, we're gonna big kick it with Ollie. My mom, I told my mom the story that Katie said, like, oh, you don't have to dream about a kid like me. I already exist.
Yeah.
My mom was like, oh, that's how you were when you were four.
That was one of the, Katie was like, yeah, our four-year-old is going to, like, she's going to love you.
Yeah.
Now I can see it. I can absolutely see it. All right. Shifting from our fantastic weekend in Vegas, there was some major basketball news this morning. Your surprise level, if one at all, on Tom Thibodeau being fired.
I mean, I think, can you simultaneously be not surprised and on 10 surprised? Because that's, like, if this was just purely a random owner, random GM and Tibbs, like a Chicago Bulls situation, Minnesota Timberwolves situation. Like, yeah, Tibbs has a way of getting to his ceiling, the tropes about him not really managing his rotations, having a small rotation in general, the ceiling of what he can do in the playoffs, using guys and playing them 40-something minutes. All those things have been there, and he's been let go because of them. That's a trend. But I just didn't think the guy who knew that about Tibbs, because he represented him as his agent at CAA, Leon Rose, would hire his guy and then fire him for the...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Exact same reason. I just, that part to me is a little stunning. It's like you kind of know what you're getting into. It's like if you married your best friend and then you got divorced. It's like, yeah, I mean, maybe you thought you could change him. Maybe you thought that was the perfect stepping stone coach. But man, back-to-back 50-win seasons, you get to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time in 25 years. If you don't have that Tyrese Halliburton shot that hits the back of the rim, bounces as high as I've ever seen and splashes into the net, they probably are in the finals right now. And to me, that's a little, because also, who are you going to hire? Michael Malone is exactly the same as Tom Thibodeau. Mm. And I was just talking to people the other day that said, yo, all the Nuggets were tuning him out. He had outworn his welcome. And he's like the same guy. He's he's Queens bred, like hard nosed, not taking any stuff. That's not the one. Plus he's owed $24 million. It's not going to be Mark Jackson. Mark Jackson will never coach again. We don't need to debate that. It's been done and tired. But there is nobody off the top of our heads that's going to come in and make this team a true contender past an Eastern Conference Finals contender. Because they could have quite easily been – and they beat the Celtics. They could have been in the finals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought he would at least get an opportunity to start the season. I felt like it was always a little on edge. You know, because as somebody who was rooting for the Knicks to win and everything, I just watched the way he would coach, and I'd scratch my head sometimes and be like, why is he doing this? Or like, even in game six, I was, once again, obviously wanting them to win, and the season's on the line. And after just saying for the better part of a month in the playoffs, our bench stinks. And then you stumble across Shamet and DeLon Wright, and they give you good minutes. And now with your season on the line and you're down 11, you want to start the first 4 minutes of the fourth quarter without Brunson? That's a 12-minute quarter. That's Brunson. You're playing. You're going the rest of the way. And now, he needs his rest. Rest for what? The game's on the line. Season's on the line.
Well, and had they cut it to 6 or 7 at that point, they had cut the lead down. And then he made a rotation change. I think you have to go hot hand when your team's making a run.
Well, he left some to be desired, but I thought he would at least get the opportunity going into next season. But
truthfully, surprise. Kenny, who is taking this team and getting them to a better place? Now you have a whole new system. Players have to gel with that new coach. Is that somebody that's already in the building right now? Are we going to get Rick Brunson, head coach of the New York Knicks?
That'd be crazy. That'd be crazy.
Man. I don't know who that is. Obviously, Michael Malone is the name that comes.
You don't know. They know, though, right? Like the Knicks, Leon Rowe, he doesn't make this move without knowing exactly who his next head coach is, does he?
To me, you can't, right? You can't.
Not when you're this close.
No, not when you're right there. You probably had already had some sort of negotiations with somebody or some conversation with somebody. I just, for the life of me, don't know who that would be. I guess you could look through Leon Rose's past clients, CIA-affiliated guys, and see who that might be. But some other people were saying maybe Sam Cassell. I don't see that happening. I just don't see an assistant coming in and taking this team to the next level, truthfully.
There's a tweet out that is – it's so – the names and the odds are so crazy. I don't even want to say it. I don't want to get chatty house. I think it's real. I think it's 100% real. But the names are so crazy. I'm like, this can't be real. They got the odds on the next coach. You want me to just read it anyway?
Yeah, just read it.
Johnny Bryant is leading at a plus 240. Kenny Atkinson at plus 400. James Borrego at plus 950. Coach Bud at 950. Patrick Ewing, Sam Cassell, Frank Vogel, Jay Wright.
These are just not real names. These are just not real. These not real options. If any of these guys are the new head coach of the Knicks, I will feel worse about the Knicks than I did yesterday.
Yeah, I think I'm with you. I think I already do feel worse.
It's real,
about
by the
Knicks.
Way. This is those are the real odds and the real names. That's crazy.
I think I already do feel worse because of something you just said. You've got this new like system coming in. You know, you will with a coach, and like not all coaches, like as many flaws as Steve Kerr might have, not all coaches are willing to walk in and go, yeah, I don't need to change that much. This team was really good. Mm-hmm. I just need to change a couple of things. We're not doing a massive overhaul here. Whoever takes this New York Knicks job has to walk in with the same mentality. We're not doing a massive overhaul here. We just need to change a couple of things, be better in a couple of different spots. And, I mean, we'll be right back where we were competing for our spot.
It's literally like, yo, just be better in game. Everything else is great. Just better decisions with when you use your challenges. Just better decisions about when you use your timeouts. Just better rotations. Figuring out a way to protect Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson from the sieves that they are on defense. Do you stagger them? Are your rotations bigger? Are you adding to depth through Leon Rose and Worldwide West and the decisions that they make? And how is that going to affect just in terms of like how you manage the roster?
Is that a shortcoming for them? Do you think they lack? Do you think they lack depth in general, or did they just lack depth to compete with Indiana?
I think they lack depth in general.
Okay.
I think they lack. I mean, when we are shocked that DeLon Wright is in. I mean, eventually we got used to it. But Landry Shamet and DeLon Wright are not the same as Ben Mathurin and Obi Toppin and Ben Shepherd and Andrew Nembhard and like they're on the level, and maybe this is wrong, but they're on the level to me mentally in my mind of like Thomas Bryant. Like, oh, wow, we're getting Thomas Bryant minutes. Okay. Like, oh, we're getting Landry Shamet minutes. Deuce McBride is the only guy I really trust. And then I guess you could say whoever is this backup center for the moment, whether that's Josh Hart, who's not starting, or it's Mitchell Robinson, who's not starting, or it's Karl-Anthony Towns, that's not starting, whoever that is. So it's really like a seven-man trustworthy lineup. And Mitch can play 12 minutes a game, pretty much. His conditioning is just not there. And the longer that he plays, the worse he looks. He's good in spurts. So, yeah, I think they have a massive depth issue.
So the one thing that I'll say, and this is what we were going to talk about earlier, and we were able to come back around, and this is just me being super critical of coaches like I have been in the past. But if I'm Leon Rose and all these other guys, wouldn't I say that's what I pay you top dollar for? If you got Shamet or DeLon Wright, and that's what you have to work with, you get paid a premium because I believe you can take those guys and make them serviceable. I'm not saying turn water into wine, but what he ended up doing a little bit was getting Shamet or DeLon Wright out there, and they can play 4 minutes a half. You find a way, you create a scheme, you create a situation or a rotation where those guys can play 4 minutes a half and keep you from having to play. Like, it shouldn't be, oh, I don't have nobody, so I'm just going to play these guys 42 minutes. No, I pay you to find these guys on the bench and fit them into the rotation so they can do that. And if you can't do that, what am I paying you $10 million for? If it's just about going to get Benedict Mathurin and them, I'll save money, and anybody can do that. If that's the case, if it's just talent, like, no, I think you're one of the top coaches. I pay you to figure this thing out. And
well, you look at though, that's not just roster. It's also like who you instill belief in too, right? And mm-hmm. So if you have that same roster that Indiana has and you have a different coach on that team, they don't succeed nearly the same way. I mean, Rick Carlisle is like doesn't want to play fast, doesn't want to play chaotic. That's not his style normally. But he's adapted his style of coaching based on the roster and the personnel that he has. And then on top of that, I don't know if you guys just saw, Miles Turner did a big piece in the Players Tribune right after they clinched the finals berth, where it was like 10,000 words. And he said, Rick Carlisle is the first person ever in my life to believe in me. And I came down to Dallas as soon as he got the job. I flew down there and he said, don't worry. You are a staple in what we're doing in every way. You're crucial to the direction of this franchise and you're going to have a much bigger role and we need you. And now Miles Turner is, you know, he was in trade rumors for forever and felt like that confidence was given to him by Rick and he was used in a way that was much better with Tyrese and sort of everything changed. But I don't think it's just about like, oh, anybody can get Benedict Mathurin. But, no, like, can you control Benedict Mathurin?
Because
not everybody can do that either.
But, TK, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's a coach. That's somebody you give $10, $15 million to. Somebody that, and I'm not saying you just coach anybody all the time. Like, sure, there's players that you want to get for the roster. But I hate that we had to deal with that here. Like, oh, well, they didn't let me go get the guys that I needed, so I couldn't be good. No, I pay you $12 million to take the guys that we have and figure out how to make them successful. In Rick Carlisle's case, even if it's not how I typically want to play basketball, the reason why I get paid top dollar is because I can take these guys, figure out what they're great at, and I can put it all together. That's what Rick Carlisle did, and that's I bet Tibbs was sitting there saying, like, I can't play this bench because these aren't the type of guys I want to play. No, figure it out. You can't play these guys 42 minutes a night. Figure this bench out so we can be successful. And I think those are the type of – that what Rick Carlisle did, that's what I'm looking for in a coach that I'm paying top dollar to.
They were in the Final Four. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were the Final Four teams. Eastern Conference Finals, and you beat the defending champs pretty handily coming back from down 20. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that's probably not coaching in terms of them coming back down 20, and nor is it coaching that they lost up 20, but you slayed the dragon. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel like time to fire someone unless you truly believe this guy's maxed out. Mm-hmm. He's maxed out.
Are you excited for the finals?
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah.
I'm with
you. I love somebody getting you said you are too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love somebody getting their first title. I like that. I like knowing that that's going to happen. I think the basketball is going to be electric. I don't care about market size. I'm not a part of the machine. I don't care that if it's Boston and LA. I don't care that it's New York and Miami or Miami in it or whatever the teams are that people want to see. I want to see the best possible matchup and the most fun basketball that I can see and the most competitive finals that I can see. And I think that this is going to give us that.
I think it's going to be a really good finals. I think the Pacers got a shot. I'll be perfectly clear. I'm picking the OKC to win the series, like, officially. But I think the Pacers got a shot. I think they can play with OKC.
I mean, well, I said this. Go ahead, Dave.
No, I just think people are too dismissive of the Pacers. That's all.
Definitely. If you look at what OKC's one playoff flaw is, they're not a great road team. They probably should have lost every road game to Denver if it wasn't for Lu Dort going nuclear. They were down almost 50 to Memphis and somehow came back. They almost lost game 4 to Memphis and they could have easily lost both games to Minnesota if it wasn't for them going on a heater at the end of that game. So and the Pacers are a great road team. If the Pacers mess around and do what they did against Cleveland, against New York, against Milwaukee, they've done it every time. They've won 2 straight road games against all 3 teams. If they were to go up 2-0 on OKC, I just don't know how mentally you come back from that. Especially when you're not a good road team.
I don't even know if it's mentally. I don't know how you like if like if yeah, I mean like if okay, Indiana has to get one of the first two.
Mm-hmm. Has to.
Just the idea of the Thunder losing 4 of the rest of the games. Right. That it's just right. not.
That's what I thought the, about that Minnesota
the way, yeah,
series.
The way like, that they've played.
They're not losing four or five of them.
They're really. Not. Yeah, yeah, they're not. So
they should go back to 2-3-2.
Ah, I don't know about that.
Go back 2-3-2.
I like 2-3 or 2-2-1-1-1.
I like it for
yeah.
The,
so do I.
I like it for the playoffs, not for the finals.
Okay. All right. Well,
elaborate.
Here we are.
Elaborate.
Kenny, while you and I were watching Michael Jackson and breaking bread in Vegas, Kenny decided to trade DeMontis Sabonis while we were gone.
Yes, where is he going?
Well, why don't you tell her?
Well, I don't know yet. We're well, trying to figure why don't that you, out.
I'm genuinely curious.
Where I want him to go?
Well, the proposal you gave me earlier, my first thought was, as soon as you said it, it was like, okay, one, make a note, send that proposal to Trista, see how she reacts. Two, I'll respond. But yeah, your trade proposal for your first trade proposal. You have many. Mm-hmm. Of course, he does this while I'm away, and he just lights the whole market on fire.
I was setting the table for when you came back.
Well, no, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. Thank you.
I was a leadoff hitter here. Let's set the table.
Yeah, so
I am willing to take a chance on one LaMelo Ball. I'm willing to give up Domas and as many as 3 first-round picks. Well, you know, picks and pick swaps and all this stuff. For LaMelo Ball. Willing to do it.
3 picks?
I think that's what it's going to take to get in the conversation. Like, if I can give less, sure. But I think they're not, from everything I hear, it starts with 3.
Are we serious?
Absolutely.
I'm stunned at this. Okay, first and foremost, LaMelo and Zach LaVine on the same team.
At least for 1 or 2 years.
I don't even know what to say. About that. That's just ridiculous. Number 2, the amount of picks that you think LaMelo Ball should command. And I know that people are down on Domas, but okay, so what you're trying to say,
I'm being fair to it. Like, I would want to give up 1 or 2. Like, that's not what I want to do, but I'm being fair to the situation. If I was in Charlotte's situation, I probably 2 would be the minimum. I'm probably asking for 3.
You traded Tyrese Halliburton and Buddy Hield for Domas, mm-hmm. and you're okay. And so you're ready to flip Domas and 3 firsts for a guy that's significantly worse than the guy you shipped away to begin with. Can't do that.
No, look, it's a tough argument to have right now today. I don't know if LaMelo Ball is significantly worse than Tyrese Halliburton. If you think Tyrese is better, that's cool. If you think he's better, that's cool. Significantly worse is like, I think that's egregious.
I think that's egregious. We need to be very real about the difference between basketball skills and decision-making point guard skills. Because, yes, can LaMelo Ball dribble? Can LaMelo Ball get space? Can he pass? Can he do all the things theoretically that Tyrese Halliburton can do? Yeah. Does LaMelo Ball have any of the things going on upstairs in terms of, like, how much pace, like, from possession to possession? Like, we need to push it here. We need to slow it down here. I need to get this person involved. This is a moment for me to, like, calm us all down. Just like pure basketball IQ? No. LaMelo Ball has a very low basketball IQ, in my opinion. He's a losing player.
I mean, that's fine. Like, I don't, if you have that opinion of LaMelo, that's cool. And like that, what Tyrese has, that's a strength. Just like LaMelo's a better scorer than Tyrese. Tyrese's basketball IQ is better than LaMelo. That's fine. Like, there are things that one does better than the other. That doesn't mean like
so
Tyrese
to me. I don't think you can have
Tyrese.
A point guard without that. If you have a point guard without that, you're effed. You are absolutely screwed. Like, pretty much, you need it, and you need. I think you kind of need it from all your guards, which is why I'm so low on Zach LaVine. And you can't have a full backcourt that's low IQ, low basketball IQ, just cotton candy buckets, no presence of mind, no awareness of the moment, just out there playing and one.
So what we're saying, is you believe Tyrese Halliburton would change any team circumstances, regardless of talent or organization, because you think that Tyrese would take the Hornets as is, organizational wise and roster, to the moon.
I didn't say that.
Assume I'm asking you. Do you think?
No, I don't. I don't think. I don't think that you can put a franchise changing player onto any franchise and they take them to the moon. I think in order for you to change a culture, though, that's like priority one. And if you already have a history of nonsense and losing culture, you can't bring in a guy with low IQ like LaMelo and think that they're going to change it around. You could bring a guy like Tyrese Halliburton and it still not work, but you cannot ever bring a guy like LaMelo in and it work.
What's LaMelo's strong suit as a basketball player? Like, what's his best?
Heat check.
His scoring and passing. He's a phenomenal passer. Like his,
he has some insane passes.
He's a phenomenal passer.
Okay. So ideally,
he can deliver the ball. Like, he's good at doing the delivering of the ball. Where, when, to who, and like in what moments, those are the things that are like things get murky. But in terms of like his actual skill to deliver the ball, it's very good.
So I'm going to ask kind of a lazy question based on that response. It's lazy and I admit it. But doesn't Lonzo fit better than LaMelo would here?
Sure. Because Lonzo's a more pure point guard. Lonzo's closer to Tyrese Halliburton. As far as like
all the type of passer, yeah.
Well, just all the stuff that passing, but all the stuff that Tristan talked about.
Orchestrating. What was the word? Organizer.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of setting the table. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I mean, LaMelo's do 40.7, 43.5, 46.3. I think we talked about this in the past. If you're moving on from, like, if the Knicks are, Hornets are exploring this, like, hey, we're helping you out too. If this is even a realistic thought, it's a one for one. At worst, a player and a pick. Once you start getting above that, that's not realistic.
So if LaMelo was on the market, do you think that's what it would go for?
If I'm Scott Perry and the Hornets called me today, I have no clue who their general manager is anymore. Mm. But if the Hornets called and said, hey, I know you vibe LaMelo for Domas and three picks. We could do it right now today. I say no.
Definitely not.
Three picks is insane.
Two picks.
Three picks for almost any guard is insane.
You're going to have to give me Mark Williams back too.
Might do that.
Then I might do it.
Yeah. Then I might do it. When I talk about Charlotte's perspective, number one, I mean, there are red flags with LaMelo just personality-wise, maturity-wise, and injury-wise, for sure. But this is a rookie of the year. This is an all-star. Like, he's an all-star caliber player. What was he, 24-11 last year, I think? At the age, he's 22, 23, something like
LaMelo?
That.
LaMelo?
Yeah.
He's 24.
24 years old. I mean, that ain't no scrub. That ain't no scrub. That's not somebody that you give away if they're on the trademark. Like, I got to get something back too. You know what I mean? So,
well, what you, if you're
sorry,
Charlotte,
he's about
though,
to turn 24. I'm sorry. He's okay. About to turn 24. Go ahead.
If you're Charlotte, though, the CBA is making people have, making these teams have, you know, different and difficult decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of money that you might have to pay someone that's not going to contribute meaningfully to your ability to contend for a title or building a team that will eventually contend, then you're kind of the one under the eight ball now, because you don't want to lose LaMelo for nothing and you don't want to pay him the $43 million. I would say it's probably a wash. I think it's like salary trade, especially if you're going to get guys with depth and ones that fit into your system a little bit better. So if you were to trade Domas and whatever that player might be that matches the salary with LaMelo, are they close in salary? I don't know off the
top
of my head.
Yeah. They're very close.
Yeah. Okay. So
like you could do one for one. Like if push came to shove, you trade machine wise, you could do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at a certain point, I think it's just one for one, just because you're never going to have to pay Domas $40 million, $43 million, not anytime soon, at least. I don't think that's going to happen. And I honestly think you would, if I was going to give picks away, I would want Brandon Miller, and I would want to pair LaMelo with Domas and so see how that goes.
I'm so glad you said that. That's what I was going to ask both of you is, who's the ideal person or persons to pair with LaMelo?
I think Domas and LaMelo would be really fun.
That was my first thought, is the two would be great together. Can we trade someone else?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we try to trade Zach LaVine, but I don't think you could trade Zach LaVine.
Well, and that's where I think the Zach LaVine, like you've said this before, the Zach LaVine contract comes into play. You feel however you want to it. If you're the Hornets, you're going nowhere. You've got LaMelo for, what, four more years? Mm-hmm. You've got Zach LaVine for two. Mm-hmm. And he becomes much more valuable to an apron team next year who just desperately wants to get under the cap because someone got hurt and their team is going nowhere and they just want to be able to shed salary the following
year. That's when you trade the picks. Zach LaVine and two firsts or three firsts for LaMelo. Because
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think LaMelo and Sabonis could be really good together. I think LaMelo with no one is a Charlotte. It's like literally you've got the Chicago Hornets. That's the Sacramento Kings would be the Chicago Hornets. You got DeMar, you got LaVine, you got LaMelo. I mean, it's nonsense.
The other premise, and I guess we didn't tell the whole story. DeMar's gone.
Everyone operates in Sacramento as if DeMar DeRozan has, in fact, already been traded.
Yeah.
No one talks about this team next year as if DeMar DeRozan.
Does. No, like, when people look at the roster, they're like, I don't know, what are you going to do with DeMar DeRozan? Like, he's not going to be here. Like, I'm trading him. I'm moving him in a separate deal and getting Jaime Hawkins or something. You know, I'm just throwing out a name or something like that. But that's. There's going to be a a hole in that starting lineup, whether it's power forward, starting forward, small forward, or shooting guard. Well, not shooting guard, but point guard or something like that. There's going to be a hole in that lineup. So I think, like, this is where the trade machine, you know, like, number one, money-wise, it don't work. Number two, why would Charlotte trade Brandon Miller?
Because they – well, no, what I'm saying is you would just trade Zach LaVine for LaMelo, and then you would have LaMelo and Sabonis together in Sacramento.
Brandon Miller.
Well, she said – yeah, that was an earlier
– gotcha.
That,
yeah, yeah. But if I was going to trade
for
and say, okay, this is what I want to do, that's what I would want is Brandon Miller would be number one. And the reason that I guess you would do it if you're Charlotte is you don't – you're gonna draft Ace Bailey.
Well, what I would do if I was Charlotte is I would move LaMelo, restart that salary clock, go get Jeremiah Fears or Con Knipple or whoever you want, and you restart your salary clock. And you got Brandon Miller, whoever you draft. You get picks back when you trade LaMelo and maybe a player, and you do it that way. That would be – if I was trying to convince Charlotte to move on from LaMelo, that's what I would say.
I just don't know how many of those picks LaMelo can get. Unless you really are shedding, like, and I think if Zach LaVine was in his final year, I think that would make much more sense. You don't reset anything if you trade Domas to Charlotte. You're in the identical position.
Well, and that's the other thing. I didn't mention this too, but realistically, probably a 3-team deal. Like, what would Charlotte want Sabonis? So you move Sabonis to one of these teams that
what's the best fit for Sabonis?
Okay, Indiana. Play with Tyrese and Miles Turner. Other than
outside
that, I don't
that,
know.
Is there a place? I mean, I don't maybe, even know what that would be.
I mean, people have said, I don't feel like LA works. Maybe it does. Maybe Golden State works. I don't know.
I
feel like
no
those two teams stay small
spot.
If you don't have a rim protector, you don't have the defender, you don't
a little better, you got a lot better rebounding maybe.
What about Memphis? Let go of Jaren and play with Edie and Sabonis.
If you can get Domas essentially at like a four where he play, yeah, maybe that works. Maybe that works best for him.
He's not a center, guys. He's never going to be a center on a
What does that mean? Oh, we got to go. Wait, right? Oh, yeah, we have to go. My bad. Thanks.
Sorry, guys.
It's D-Lo and KC on ESPN 1320. You know what mashup from the GNX Tour was fire? It was BMF and Rich Baby Daddy. When those clips started circulating on social media, I was like, how did she work this song in? It was a DJ Complex mix with BMF and Rich Baby Daddy, and it was flawless.
Shout out, SZA.
They basically turned the Rich Baby Daddy hook into the BMF chorus.
Okay.
And it went it went crazy.
I don't think I've seen
it,
that
It
yet.
Went pretty crazy.
I don't think I've seen it. I'm going to have to go look for
and
it.
And they do the whole shake that ass with Drake. Shake that. Yeah, they do the whole thing right there. But it's hot.
About to check that
hot.
Out.
Kenny has been in – Kenny's a big boxing fan, and he's been in a defensive stance most of this conversation.
I have?
With LaMelo. I feel like there are a lot of people who disagree. And I'm not – I think the – okay, so if your frustration with LaMelo is his games played or you're concerned about acquiring LaMelo, you know, four, five years into his career is his games played – I perfectly understand that. Go ahead, Jesse.
Well, finish your point, and we'll talk about LaMelo after.
Well, from a basketball perspective, what is your frustration with LaMelo? Like, the people, because people seem to just, again, I talk about the defensive stance, adamantly disagree with the idea of acquiring LaMelo Ball, and this is a 20, you know, 3, 4, 5 point per game score. This is a guy who's, you know, he's a great passer. He really does have court, you know, great court vision. But he's been on a losing basketball team. And I don't, like, when you, like some people say, well, he's putting up numbers on a losing basketball team. Okay, so are you telling me that LaMelo's not talented enough to put up good numbers on a good basketball team? Like, I'm not really sure of what the argument of, well, LaMelo's been in Charlotte. yeah, he's been in Charlotte. The idea is to get him somewhere where he could play around better talent than Charlotte has ever been able to acquire for him. Or is the argument you're looking at Charlotte and you're going, well, they're bad because LaMelo Ball, which that I don't understand either.
Right.
So I'm not sure I have a strong stance on this idea. My gut is that I don't like the idea of LaMelo Ball here, at least not for Domantas Sabonis, because I can't look past the amount of games that he's played.
Yeah, you can't do LaMelo for Domas and four first-round picks. That's bad business for the Kings. Like, I don't think like LaMelo on the Kings is a bad idea, but you do that a different way.
For me, LaMelo...
Other than Domas. You don't trade Domas
that's
for
it.
Him.
To me, LaMelo with Domas makes a lot more sense for the success of this basketball team. Now, Charlotte's trying to build theirs, but Trista might be onto something with... Or actually, I'm sorry, you... are onto something with reset your salary cap. Reset where that is and kind of build your team around all of these young guys that you have.
And Domas with LaMelo, that'd be dope too. I just don't.
The crux of all of this is you're out on Domantas Sabonis.
And
I don't.
It's so out on Domantas Sabonis is, I wish you'd tell the whole story. Like I said yesterday. The player and what he brings to the table, I have no problem with. I think he's still a top-flight player. I'd love to have him on the team. But I don't know how you get better with him making the most money. Like, I don't know where you get that player that is equal or better than him. While he's making the most money, him and Zach LaVine, I should say, because I don't know if both of them can be moved, one or both of them can be moved. So my thought process is you're going to have to make some decisions that maybe aren't popular, maybe, you know, isn't exactly what you want to do. Like, I don't think you want to move on from Domantas Sabonis, but to become a better team, to get higher end talent in here, he may be your best asset. And that's where I come from with it. Even and with LaMelo, like, you know, the people in the chat and the disagree, like, I'm sure, I'll tell you right now, I will bow down to you guys. I will tell you right now, if OKC offered SGA for Sabonis, a more proven guy that's on a winning team, you're right, I'd take him in a heartbeat. I'd make that deal in a heartbeat, yes. If OKC offered SGA, let's do it. I live in the real world, though. If you're going to make a trade...
Well, some would say that Domas' three picks trade isn't the real world.
Well,
Kenny's an aggressive general manager.
To be
over
honest,
here.
So to be honest with you, I'm like, not you and others, but do the homework. Once again, I go to the streets. I go to the streets of Charlotte. The streets of Charlotte are telling me and Matt George on Locked On to start a conversation. We're talking three first rounders. Whether it's a combination of swaps or first round picks.
It's not a serious conversation.
Now to that point, to that point, he also said there's going to have to be a meet in the middle.
He being Matt or he being the Charlotte guy?
I forgot the guy's
name. The Charlotte guy. Okay, I got you.
He said, even with that, there's going to have to be a meet in the middle to get the deal done. Charlotte may be saying, hey, we're going three first round picks. But whoever's trying to trade for him is be like, look, I know what you think of LaMelo and you think he's a cornerstone and all this other stuff, and you may be right, but number one, he hasn't won. Number two, he has been injury prone his whole career. So three first round picks is a little much. You're gonna have to meet me somewhere talking about the other team to Charlotte. So that's where negotiations come into play and all this other stuff. But for argument's sake, I was just going off what he said. Three first round picks, that's how we're gonna start talking, and that's what it is. Now you're not Sabonis, Darius Garland. Like, yeah, he's a pick, but people say he don't play defense. Trae Young, who I like, yeah, I like it. He's a small guard who doesn't play defense. Jrue Holiday, you guys want defense and all this other stuff. Y'all said he was too old. So you guys have to – we're trying to figure this whole thing out. Be real with yourself. Shout out TC. And find a realistic – I'm of the belief you're going to have to take a chance with somebody that you get, whether that's LaMelo, Trey, get Ja, because he's not going to be available. But even if he was, there's a gamble there. He's another guy that's been injury prone. You're going to have to take a gamble. I don't see a path where you're getting this sure thing, this SGA, this Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson for Sabonis or anybody. You're going to have to take a chance on a guy that, number one, you think is good enough to trade. And when I trade DeMontis Sabonis, I'm looking for a guy that is going to be the best player on my team potentially. That's what I'm looking for when I get Sabonis. Because I'm not trying to...
So in your argument, Domas isn't going to get you that, but the picks are.
Yes.
Or the meaning.
Domas by himself isn't. Yes. But if you want a guy that's on that level, potentially, you have to sweeten the deal.
I'd do it for Trey, and I would take Trey and Garland over LaMelo. Look, LaMelo's not someone you build your franchise around right now at this point. Like, you don't give him the keys at all. He's only played more than 51 games once in his career. Like, you can't hand him the keys. That's like, at all. Like, that just doesn't work. If you want to bring LaMelo in, it's like, all right, cool, you're here with DeMar and Domas or Zach and Domas or whoever. Like, I think that makes it a little bit better. Like, I can buy into that. But I don't think you give up Domas for LaMelo and then, like, you're only getting 50 or so games unless you get another outlier year for him. Like, he's tall and all that, but I'd rather take Trey and Garland at this point.
So how different are Trey and LaMelo at the point guard position? Trey averages more assists. Is he a better passer?
I think Trey's a better player, yeah.
He's a better player overall than LaMelo.
Trey, people talk about LaMelo being stuck on the Hornets and needs to be freed and like so he can win. Like, I think that's what Trae Young is actually on the Hawks.
He's played more. He's had more moments. So I would say he's a better player. But when I bring up Luka's defense, the first thing that people point to is Trae Young's defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's that bad of a defender.
Yeah.
He's a small guy, so now you've got to make up for that with the roster that you put around him and the defenders that you put around him. I think that's a problem. That's a concern for me. I think he's just as talented as a player as LaMelo or any other point guard in this league. Like, I think that highly of Trae Young. But he brings his red flags as well.
I'll take that over whatever, like 50 or less games from LaMelo, though. Like you're the Sacramento Kings. You got to get this one right. And to put it all on a guy who barely plays, like LaMelo Ball at this point, he's all potential. He's all, if he figures it out, if. He's all ifs at this point. Trey, at least we've seen something. Garland, too. Like, LaMelo's a great basketball player, but it's all just potential.
So let me ask you this.
I don't think the Kings can take that risk.
Let me ask you a question. You want all these picks back. Ain't you doing that the same thing in the NBA draft? It's all potential, right?
Yeah, but I know LaMelo's probably not going to play many games. Like, I already know that. I already know that about LaMelo.
Price tag's different, too.
That's true.
When a player doesn't play however many games, like, that's – Joel Embiid is never going to be healthy. He never was healthy. That's who they are.
I think that's unfair to put LaMelo in the Joel Embiid category.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.